Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm a little misty-eyed. You see, it's Memorial Day, and I have to reflect on a lot of the sacrifices that people that I never even knew or never would know, that they made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have our freedoms here in the United States. And I'll tell you what, you know, it's a day where there's a lot going on. Right now in our current environment, we have Memorial Day events that are not actually proceeding because of the COVID-19 outbreak, because of the desire to protect people with social distancing and things like that. They're just canceling or postponing these days or these moments of remembrance, these moments where we give honor to those that, you know, did give the ultimate sacrifice. And I'll tell you, part of the reason I get misty-eyed on a day like today is that I spent 27 years serving our country. Yeah, there I go getting misty-eyed again on you guys. Sorry about that. But I got to know some of the most fabulous Americans that I had ever met. You know, it's funny, you grow up, you make friends with people, you know, when you're in elementary school, then you get into junior high school, and you get into high school, and then you get into college, and you make these friends, and some of these friends, they persist, and some of these friends, the friendships, you know, as you move on, those friendships just kind of dissolve. Not that you couldn't call back and rekindle the friendship, but most people realize that it's difficult to maintain a friendship that is, you know, a long distance friendship. So a lot of those friendships, they go away. But I'll tell you what, when you become a member of the United States military, with, I don't care what branch it is, I don't care if it's the Army, I don't care if it's the Air Force, I don't care if it's the Navy, the Marine Corps, or the Coast Guard, when you become a part of those organizations, you make friends that last a lifetime. You know, and you have this bond that connects you. And it's this bond that says, we're going to go do what we need to do in order to protect the rights and freedoms of our country. You know, you got to sit back and realize that America is the greatest nation on this planet. And I'll tell you what, if you've got a problem with that statement, you go live in one of those third world nations that I've been to and see how it's like living the other way. And then come on back here and then give me your argument. I will tell you that with the freedoms that we have, America can do anything. We are a prosperous nation. We are a nation of values. We're a nation of people that are basically aligned on the concepts that our founding fathers espoused to us. You know, we do have people that live in America that don't get that. And, you know, I guess it boils down to, I would sacrifice my life for their freedom to act like an idiot. But that is part of the freedoms of this country, is that idiots are allowed to be idiots, and that's okay. And they're allowed to say whatever they want. And ironically, you know, the First Amendment really boils down to freedom of speech. And it's not freedom to just say anything. It's really the freedom to say things that are not popular, things that go against the grain. Now, I'm not talking about hate speech or anything like that. I'm talking about expressing ideas that aren't necessarily in the common mindset. So why do I bring that up? Because I know people that have made the ultimate sacrifice. And the ultimate sacrifice is something that, for those of you that maybe haven't served in the military. It might be hard to wrap your head around this unless you know somebody who's a Gold Star family member. Now, what's a Gold Star family member? Well, these are people that they have lost somebody to war. They have lost something to armed conflict. They have lost somebody that was important to them, who was willing to step forward and put their life on the line and was willing to give their life so that you and I can have the freedoms that we have. Yeah, pretty powerful stuff. And the military? In the military, you get to know people like that. It's a camaraderie. It's a bond. You know, I've served with so many fine soldiers. I've served with so many fine airmen. I've served with so many fine naval personnel and Marine Corps members. I've served with some great Coast Guard people too. And I'll tell you what, that bond, that willingness to do whatever needs to be done to protect those of you in the rear, those of you in the home front, those of you that deserve to be protected, we do that. And on Memorial Day, this is an opportunity for us to kind of sit back and focus on our freedoms. It's an opportunity to give thanks to those who made the ultimate sacrifice. You know, Memorial Day is a day where people go out and they have a good time. You know, it's a three-day weekend. And I'll tell you what, I'm okay with you guys going out and partying. Yeah, just keep in the back of your mind while you're partying that there's somebody that's not partying with you because they gave the ultimate sacrifice. And I'll tell you what, on today's show, what I want to talk about is I want to talk about sacrifices that you don't need to make. You see, there's a lot of stinking thinking out there with regards to real estate investing. I've been reading a lot of blogs. I've been reading a lot of stuff on the internet, and it's all misinformation. It tells you that you have to do all this sacrificing in order to be a real estate investor. Well, I'll tell you what, here at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're not about making that sacrifice. What we're about is doing things correctly to get ourselves to a point of retirement. And we can do that in 5 years or less. We come back a little bit more on Memorial Day on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, this is Al Gordon, and I've made a grave error in the last segment. I failed to recognize the fact that we now have another branch of the military called the Space Force. Now, regardless of what jokes you might have about the Space Force, keep in mind, the Space Force is being filled with proud Americans willing to do what is necessary to protect our freedoms. Keep that in mind. So I'll tell you what, on this segment, what I'd like to do is I'd like to dedicate it to the United States Air Force and the Space Force, because I think that you need to understand that there are people out there in harm's way or who will go into harm's way in order to protect our freedoms. And our freedoms are important because it allows us to do things like invest in real estate. It allows us to get ourselves to a point where we can retire ourselves in 5 years or less. Yeah, there's a lot of you that follow society's plan. That plan is, you know, go to school, get a good job, go to work, get retirement benefits from your job, do this for, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years, and then you finally get to a certain age, and then you try and retire yourself and live off of whatever savings you've been able to accumulate. And those savings may come in the form of CDs, or they may come in the form of IRAs or 401ks or 403bs or SEP plans or simple plans or any of the different retirement plans that are out there, which quite frankly don't get you retired. It's just the way it is. Real estate, on the other hand, is a different animal. It is a different animal. And the reason your financial planner doesn't tell you about real estate is because they don't know about real estate. They don't understand that real estate is basically designed to pay you five different ways, six different ways if you're focused on the multifamily space. I'll tell you what, it is a deal maker. My mind is going numb because of how passionate I am about real estate and the fact that real estate creates wealth. It does. It creates wealth. And there's different ways you can approach real estate investing. You could be the guy, like I was, who read a couple of books, okay? And the books talked about real estate investing, but they didn't provide the mechanics of the how-to. It never explained how to, nor did they ever provide you with any type of resources so that if you were working on the how-to, that you had people that were there helping you to work on the how-to. Those are called mentors. And I didn't get any of that reading the books. Now, I got my mind shaped, don't get me wrong. And I'll tell you what, some of the books that I've read, they're a part of the reading list that Lifestyles Unlimited provides. As a matter of fact, last week, I put out my reading list, which is basically Lifestyles Unlimited's reading list. And the books there are designed to help shape your mind. They are designed to help get you focused on the end stated goal, which is retirement. And quite frankly, that lifestyle. Because really, that lifestyle is what we're all after. The books are the beginning point. But once you get past the books, what you need is a formalized education. Don't go into real estate without some form of formalized education. And don't go into real estate with just any form of education. Make sure that you're getting education from a source that has credentials. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, we've got credentials. We've been teaching people how to retire using real estate for 30 years. We're having our 30th anniversary in, what time is it? Like in 3 months. We've been doing this for a long time, and we have retired so many people along the way. Now, the people that don't get themselves retired, we've got some of those too, okay? And I'll just be very honest with you. Some people just can't get to the point of taking action. They get into analysis paralysis, or they're just flat out lazy. They come, they get educated, and then they do nothing with it. And that to me is well, that's just a big loss. That really is a big loss. But I don't think you're that way. I think that if you're listening to this radio show, especially on Memorial Day, that you've got a certain spark in your mind, that there's a certain catalyst there that is making you hunger for information. And that's part of the reason I'm here, is to give you information. I'm here to help educate you on the possibilities that retirement brings using real estate. It's that simple. Now, I'll tell you, I was looking at some blogs. I mentioned that in the last segment. And I found one that I thought it sounded like it was going to start off like, hey, this guy's in the Gets It Club. But then the more I started reading, the more I realized that this guy is in the Fake It Till You Make It Club. Okay, what does that mean? It means that it appears he's been going about real estate investing in a hodgepodge kind of way without any deliberate focus. And he's doing some things that we at Lifestyles Unlimited would not condone at all. Not at all. And that doesn't make this guy a bad guy. It does not make him a bad guy.
But what it does make him is uninformed as to what the higher level possibilities are. It's true. Let me get into this article a little bit. This is written by a gentleman by the name of Eric Drekhon. He's written several articles for different places. I found this one on Bigger Pockets, and he's talking about, do you have what it takes? Do you have what it takes to be a real estate investor? And he says, there are so many different ways to invest in real estate. He says, I personally do rentals and have done a flip. Okay, I agree with you on the rentals. I don't agree with you on the flip. Okay, he says, I have also sold real estate. Okay, well, that's your choice. That's a job. If that's what you're doing for a job, then more power to you. He says, all of my rentals had to be 100% remodeled after I purchased them. Hey, I'm on board with that. So I know a lot about rehabbing. Well, I know a lot about rehabbing too. So here's where it gets a little bit contentious. Okay. He says, if you're thinking about any self-managed real estate, you also need to know a little bit about rehabbing. Yeah, I agree. Once you can rehab a property, the world of real estate can get very interesting and more financially rewarding. I agree again. But then it gets bad, okay? It gets bad because what he says is this. He says, buy a property across town, hire a property manager, and wait for the money to roll in. Why? Why would you buy a property across town, and why would you put a property manager in that property to support that property? Well, there's a couple reasons. One, you want to be super passive, okay? You don't want to deal with nothing, okay? So that's why you put property management on. Or I think the other glaring issue here is a lack of education. See, I think this guy wasn't taught how to correctly manage his properties, because we have many Lifestyles Unlimited members that own properties across town that don't use professional property management because they've learned how to manage correctly and successfully. So, you know what? That's a sacrifice you don't have to make. And we'll be back after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. It's Memorial Day, and we're honoring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. And in this segment, I would like to honor the United States Navy and the Coast Guard. I'll tell you what, those cats and I don't even know how to say it. The Navy and the Coast Guard do some pretty incredible things. You know, it's amazing to have the ability that they have to maneuver over water and to bring the firepower that they can bring to, you know, an engagement, which is incredible. You know, it's talking about the Navy. Now, I'm an Army guy, and I'm going to talk about the Navy here, but I'm going to be really nice about it, okay? You know, it's pretty cool when you have an aircraft carrier task force show up you know, to support you when you're in a combat situation. It wasn't too infrequent when Navy fighter pilots would come over and clear some of the areas in Afghanistan for us so that we could send our special forces troops and other operators in to do the business that needed to be done. It's a joint effort. It is a huge joint effort. And I'll tell you what, hat goes off to the Navy and the Coast Guard. I thank you. Sorry, got a little misty-eyed there again. Ah, man, misty-eyed on live radio. What is the world coming to? I just wanted to thank my brothers and sisters in those forces for being willing to sacrifice to help provide for all the things that we do in this nation. All right, now I got to get out of misty-eyed mode, and let's get back to these reasons why real estate investors need to sacrifice. I don't agree with that, by the way. I don't agree that real estate investing demands sacrifices. Okay, now this gentleman whose article I'm reading, I'm going to give you some of his points, and then I'm going to give you my counterpoints. Now, there are times where I will agree with him, okay? But my point is this. Be careful where you're getting your information from, because not all information is grounded in truth and reality, okay? Some of it is, but some of it isn't. And even for the information that is grounded in truth and reality, you have to be careful because it may still be misinformation. They may not have the whole picture of what's going on. They may only have a part of the picture. So it's their perception, it's their opinion. So be careful when you're out there reading all this stuff. Be careful about perception. Be careful about opinion. Now, he goes on to say this. He says, living below your means. He says, this is the first thing, the first sacrifice you have to make. He says, to be a real estate investor, you need to live below your means. Why? Why do you have to live below your means? Why can't you just go out and get an education, start putting your money together, unless you already have money together, and start investing? Why do you have to change your way of life? He says, you'll need some startup capital. You do not get capital built up by spending all you make. Well, actually, I agree with that. You'll need excess capacity on your credit line to be able to get a mortgage. Okay. How about I just go and get myself pre-qualified with a conventional lender, and then I get myself pre-qualified with a hard money lender, and that way I can go out and buy anything I want. He says, no bank will loan money to someone who is already maxed out. Okay. Well, if you're already maxed out, if you are completely maxed out, then actually I'm going to agree with him a little bit here. You're probably not in a position to invest in real estate. So you need to take care of some of that stuff, okay? He goes on to say this. He says, when I bought my first property, the down payment was over $80,000 and he needed another $40,000 to fix it up to rent. That means his total cash out of pocket to do this deal was $120,000. Here, let me read to you some of the emails that I got just today, as a matter of fact, from my cultivated realtors, basically my Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investor realty team. And here's one, cash out of pocket, $18,000. Here's another one, cash out of pocket, $21,000. Here's another one, $23,000. Here's another one, $19,000 out of pocket. Here's one. Oh, this one's $40,000 out of pocket. Okay. So I'm not sure why he needed to spend $120,000 unless he's trying to invest in an area where maybe he's not making money five different ways. There are places like that in America, and we don't invest there. We don't invest our single family assets there, and we're very cautious when we invest into multifamily assets there. We want to make sure that the assets are protected by at least good government systems and preferably owner supported states. In other words, we like states that are leaning a little bit more towards the owner side of the equation as opposed to the rent resident side of the equation. And it's important to make that distinction. You know, California is not a owner friendly state. It really isn't. Okay. A lot of the rules favor residents. Now, if you have a good relationship with your resident, you have a solid lease and both of you are on the same sheet of music, probably not going to be a problem. But something you need to consider is where you invest. It is a very, very critical decision to make. Now, let's get on to his second premise here. He says, committing capital, labor, or both. He says there's no free lunches in real estate. Okay, I'm not sure what that means, but he says you either need capital or labor, or even better, both. The problem is how to get started. Most people do not have the fortitude or the money to be a real estate investor. Well, I'm gonna disagree with you. It's most people do not have the proper education to be a real estate investor. Without that proper education, they're literally like lambs going to the wolves. They're going to get slaughtered. Now, he goes on to say this. He says, oh, I lost it. He says, most people do not, oh, I said that before. It says, it's a high-risk game with big rewards. Well, yeah, real estate can be risky. I don't know if it's high risk, and I will tell you that if you're properly educated, your risk will be mitigated significantly. He says money makes the game easier. Well, okay, money makes everything a little bit easier, and labor helps preserve the capital. So what he's recommending you do is you go in, regardless of your financial situation, and you do the work yourself. That, to me, is stinking thinking. That is not what we teach in our educational program. We teach you how to cultivate a team of vendors that will go out and do the work for you. Okay, I'll tell you what, it's not beneath me to lift up a hammer or pound in a nail, but I don't need to. I don't need to, because when I factor in the purchase of a property and the repairs that need to be done, and I'm using hard money to acquire that property and pay for if most, if not all, of the acquisition and repair expenses, and then I'm going to turn around and I'll have my conventional financing on the backside to remediate that hard money loan, and that puts me in my long-term holding position with a property that is completely fixed up. In other words, anything that could go wrong in the next 3 to 5 years has all been taken care of. And if I can't do that, if the plan doesn't allow me to do that for the dollar amounts I need to work with, skip it. Move on to the next one. It's very, very important that you do that. I don't think you should put yourself into a position where you think you need to work, because what you're doing there is you're giving yourself a job, and that's not what we want for you at Lifestyles Unlimited. Investing doesn't require you to go out and get another job. I mean, for most of you, you're already working hard in a job. You're working the 40, 50, 60, 70, heck, for you self-employed people, 80 to 100 hours a week. The last thing you need is to pile on more time requirements to your already dwindling available time. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. I'll tell you what, he's got a few more things that he would like to talk about, and we're going to talk about those in the next two segments. But what I want to remind you is this. We have a case study coming up, and I would like to make you my guest for our virtual case study. Send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Tell me you want to be in the case study. I'll get you connected.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. A happy Memorial Day to all of you. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day, that your day is filled with joy and time celebrating and really getting down to the nitty-gritty of what being in this country is all about. And remember, all gave some, but some gave all. And in this segment, I'm going to dedicate to the United States Army and the United States Marine Corps, basically the two forces that provide the ground components for any type of armed conflict. We tend to take the heat of the casualties because of the nature of the business that we're in. That doesn't mean the other services don't take casualties or don't have special operators or anything like that. That's not my point. My point is this. All gave some gave all. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that we have people today making overseas. The members of our military serving today, regardless if they're in harm's way or not, know that at any moment they could be in harm's way, and they're willing to go there of free will and free choice. And you know what? Our military is a completely 100% volunteer military. There is no draft. There is no draft. Everybody serving serves because of their personal choice to do so. And I'll tell you what, everyone in Lifestyles Unlimited that invests in real estate does so because it's their choice. They made the choice to join an organization that would teach them how to correctly invest in real estate so that they could obtain the lifestyle that they're seeking. You can do it too. You certainly can do it too. All you need to do, I'll tell you what, shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get you connected with our virtual case study. It's coming up at the end of the month. I think it's a great opportunity for you to see our business model at work. We're going to show you members that have recently completed transactions. We're going to show you two single family transactions. We're going to show you one multifamily transaction. Each of the members are going to walk you through how they found the deal, what they did to acquire the deal, what they did to rehabilitate the property if it needed to be rehabilitated, what they did to go out and find that quality tenant or tenants, depending on the size of the property. And more importantly, they're going to open up the books and they're going to show you the financials. They're going to show you the returns that they're getting. And what you're going to realize is that investing in the stock market is minimal in returns to what you can do in real estate. And that's how you can get yourself retired in 5 years or less. It is that simple. Now, today's show, I've been talking a little bit about an article that came out on Bigger Pockets, basically a gentleman talking about the top sacrifices that need to be embraced if you're going to invest in real estate. And, you know, I'm agreeing with a couple of things he's saying. I'm not agreeing with a lot of the things he's saying. Here's something that I'm going to agree on, but not agree with. You ready? Okay. He says, spending time and effort on education. I believe in that. I absolutely believe it. Spend time and effort on your education. He says, Bigger Pockets is great, but reading it alone will not get you there. Well, Bigger Pockets is great, but you got to take into consideration that a lot of the information there is not fact-based, it's opinion-based. So keep that in mind, okay? He says, take some classes in real estate education. I agree with you. You should properly educate yourself. He says, in my area, it takes about $1,000 in tuition to become a real estate agent. What? A real estate agent? What are you talking about, man? That's like getting a job. I mean, going out and getting a real estate license it will teach you some things about real estate, but it won't teach you how to properly invest in real estate. It teaches you how to sell real estate. Yeah. He says, it's money well spent, even if you do not actually get a license. Dude, really? He says, if you do get a real estate license, it will give you access to a commission when you buy a property. So what? Big deal. And you got to represent yourself to get that commission. You don't have somebody representing for you. See, that's why I like having somebody representing for me, because real estate can get a little bit emotional. Okay. And when you have somebody who's not emotionally attached to the transaction, Okay, they are going to save your bacon. They're going to make sure that you don't get yourself into a situation that you can't get out of. And they're going to do all the heavy lifting for you. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, if you want to go out and get that real estate education and, you know, that would get you a license, so be it. But I think what you should do is you should spend less money than that to come to a Lifestyles Unlimited event where you can become a member of our organization for under $200, $197. You can become a member of our organization for. And in a minute, I'll tell you exactly how to do that. But $1,000? I don't know, man. I'll tell you what, when you can spend less than $200 to get an education that will teach you how to buy real estate right out of the gate, literally, we put you through our 16-hour financial freedom seminar. And in that seminar, we teach you all you need to know. There's no hidden agenda. There's nothing like that. We give you everything you need, and our members are able to go out the Monday after the training and start investing. And I'll tell you what, if you know you're ready, you don't want to spend $1,000 like this guy recommends. You want to spend, I'll tell you what, this is our lowest price ever. I paid much more for my membership than this price is offering. Heck, our normal retail price is $740, and that is a steal at that price. So at $197, you've got no business but to get yourself registered, get yourself enrolled, and get yourself learning. Now, how do you do that? You do it this way. You go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. When you get there, you're going to enter the promo code SAVE BIG. Make it all one word, okay? All capitalized. SAVE BIG. Because when you enter that in, you're going to save big. Trust me. You're going to see that normal price of $740 melt down to $197. I'll tell you what, you cannot get a quality education like this for anywhere close to this price point. Our competitors can't do it because they're not big enough. They don't do the volume that we do, and they can't keep up with us. Okay. And their educational programs aren't as good as ours. That's my opinion, but it's a correct opinion and it's fact in my mind. So go to financialfreedomlivestream.com, enter the promo code of Save Big, and you will be on your way. You can attend our virtual 2-day financial freedom seminars. We do them on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, or we're offering a modality where you can tune in like on a Tuesday and a Thursday for 2 weeks straight. You pick up 4-hour blocks on each event and you get your education that way. We're making it as convenient as we can to all of you out there because we're still, you know, even though everything's opening up, we're still in lockdown for COVID-19. Now, let me get back to this article because he's saying a few other things that just don't sit well with me. He says, use all of the time you have available. Says, when was your last vacation? If you spent it in the Caribbean somewhere, you could have used that for vacation money on a down payment instead. Really? So you need to sacrifice living your life to invest? I don't think so. Maybe you didn't have to go to the Caribbean. Maybe you could have done something a little closer to home. Okay. But you still need that peace of mind. You still got to get out there and clear your headspace. Okay. He says you could have also used to take a class or do a remodel. Okay. First of all, you don't need to cancel your vacation plans to attend any of our classes. Okay. Because we offer enough of them, we'll find one that works for you based on your criteria. Okay. The other thing he goes on to say here is this. He says to do a remodel. What are you crazy? I just had guests on earlier last week that mentioned that they were doing a remodel while they were on vacation. Okay. Maybe they weren't on vacation, but my point is this. They weren't physically doing the work. They had members of their team that they found off of our vendor list, which is included in your membership for $197, doing the work for them. They were taught how to properly cultivate those teams. They were taught how to properly analyze the deal. They were taught how to get the money most efficiently. They were taught how to use the least amount of money possible to acquire and renovate the property so that they could get the greatest returns possible. That's what you're taught. Not this stuff that this guy's writing about. He goes on to say, take a week of vacation and work a side gig to get extra money. Why? You don't have to do it that way, folks. I'm telling you, it's stinking thinking. It really is. Okay, nothing against this guy, okay? He's doing it the hard way, though. There's a much easier way. And I'll tell you what, it's being involved in our organization and doing the things that we tell you to do. By taking action after you have the education, you will never have to sacrifice again. And remember, on Memorial Day, keep in mind that we had a lot of people that have made a lot of sacrifices so that you can have the life that you desire. You might as well go and get the lifestyle you deserve because we have made that available to you. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Happy Memorial Day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.